Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking one comic book character, as we do every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. As always, I am joined by my best pal, Mr. Sean Mead. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, Conor. You answered the phone today and you said, lad, you have to do something about those birds outside your house. I don't know what you expect me to do there.
I occasionally, probably every 4 to 5 weeks, by the way, this is Hero Zero, it's an episode where we talk comic book characters. I normally talk DC characters, Sean normally talks Marvel characters.
True.
But this is Admin from Weird News Wednesday's episode. You could hear birds in Sean's background, it sounded like he was in a nest.
It's aviary funny podcast.
When does it get funny?
Oh, just a couple of weeks from now, it's a... when we both leave.
We both move on to greener pastures. I got on the call and was like, is there any chance you could kill all those birds? And apparently no. So apparently we're stuck with nature.
I think some people would have thoughts about me killing all the birds in the local area. Some people. Who could say?
But thoughts could be positive or negative. Maybe everyone else is having the same problems with their podcast.
This isn't all PR is good PR. No.
Once we've got past all the audio issues, now I'm assuming it's crystal clear. It's going to be crisp this week.
It's perfect now.
And I hope it is, Sean, because I've got a character that I think you're going to enjoy.
Really?
Yes.
It's a DC character, so I guarantee I won't, Connor. Sorry, what do you need from me this week? Do you need
We're doing the bit.
Okay. I'll stop. Okay, we're back in.
He's riding high off Guardians of the Galaxy, and now he's like, DC, back to being shit.
Yeah, let's see when The Flash comes out. We'll compare the two.
No, don't do The Flash. That's got Ezra. we talk one comic book character, and it is my week. And what I've started doing is very cleverly, and Sean, you're going to enjoy this, is every sort of time I have to do a report, I relate it back to something that's happened in the news this week.
The most laboured way of picking a character anyone could possibly do.
I'm doing Hero Zero on hard mode. And so what happened this week, Sean, was there was a little known competition known as Eurovision that happened last Saturday.
Yes, there was. There was indeed. Finland robbed. But continue.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I went to a Eurovision party, Connor.
Oh, legend. So, look, Americans listening to this, anyone else around the world, will not... Australians now Australia. Do understand.
We allow Australia in. I maintain, let New Zealand in. Let everyone in except America.
For the laugh.
Just for the laugh, see what happens. They can do their own one.
They'll get
one.
So mad.
How do you find one act to represent America, though? Like...
How do you find one act to represent anywhere? You just send... Well, we just send the worst people.
We send the worst people possible.
No, I think our picking strategy... By the way, if you don't know what the Eurovision is, it's a song contest that happens once a year and is broadcast all around Europe, in which all the European countries, and now probably like another 10 countries on top of that, just send one act and they all have a big singing competition, and then all of Europe votes on it to see who's the winner.
And it's meant to be all about how music brings us together and all this, but yeah, everyone just votes for their closest neighbours.
Basically. And then also, a lot of the performances are terrible. Some of them are good. A lot of them involve sparkles and bright lights.
Yes. So how is this connecting to a DC character? Is something to do with sound?
Nah, don't. Fuck, I should have done it on sound.
Wait, they didn't do it on sound?
Fuck.
Sing like Black Canary or some shit.
Oh, what's so funny? Ass. Never crossed my mind.
What is it then? A Europe-based superhero?
What country won the Eurovision, Sean?
Norway?
Sweden!
Oh yeah, sorry, the other one.
Sweden won, so I chose a Swedish superhero or villain, Sean.
Wow. This
Big
is...
Sven Larsson.
Sven Larsson? What does Sven Larsson do in DC? Does he run a financial advisory firm?
Sven Larsson, I am covering this week. I'm not going to reveal his actual villain name because it's funnier. Do not look it up. There is no way you could predict it. But Sven Larsson first appeared in Doom Patrol 89 in August 1964, created by Arnold Drake and Bruno Premiani.
Right.
Now, to talk about the DC comics during the 1960s, during the Silver Age, it had a reputation of being a bit by the numbers. It was a bit boring. So Marvel was like young and hip with the kids.
We had Fantastic Four and X-Men and stuff coming out.
Yeah. DC had Batman, a sworn deputy of the law, Superman, who was a strong-jawed conservative, and the Teen Titans were a bunch of teenagers who used weird slang because they were written by old men who hadn't been teenagers.
Very fair. And what's changed?
Oh, come on. But DC had one thing that made them cool, Sean, in the 1960s, and that was the fact that a lot of the writers, I think, were on drugs. So the imagination was crazy for what they did.
Wow, okay. Drugs is their superpower.
Well, I don't know if they were on drugs, but there was a lot of terrible characters that we've covered. I mean, like, the Metal Men were there, Metamorpho was
kind of... Matter Eater Lad.
They introduced Red Kryptonite that turned everyone in Superman into monsters and freaks. They had Giant Turtle Man for a while, and The Flash, if I remember in the 60s, kept getting either... magically grown fat, he became a wooden puppet for an issue, or he also had a big brain. They gave him like a giant brain so he couldn't run.
Just anything to slow down the Flash, basically.
Exactly. And so in comparison, the Doom Patrol, notoriously weird in their own right, they were dubbed the world's strangest heroes, but they actually weren't that unusual. However, some of their villains were pretty far out there. And Mr. Sven Larsson is one of those villains, Sean.
Okay, I kind of like where this is going.
Oh yeah, see, now you're with me. You're not going to like it when I tell you his villain name.
Oh, no.
Sven Larsson was once a brilliant scientist, a biologist who had studied under the protective wing of Professor Niles Calder, who is the leader of the Doom Patrol.
Okay.
He was born somewhere in Sweden, and he had a good relationship with his mentor. If you haven't heard the Swedish entry, by the way, for this year's Eurovision, it was okay. But listen to the previous winner from 8 years ago. That's a banger.
That's a bop. Then listen to ABBA. ABBA's pretty good.
Now, I'm not saying it was rigged, Sean, but 50 years after ABBA won it in 1974, they're going back this to celebrate
thing. This the thing. And let's just be honest, as a sum up,
we're like, all just admitting that it was rigged.
And also, right? ABBA are apparently not having nothing to do with it. Like,
this is a complete science thing, but they rigged the competition so Sweden 100%. Would win. Because they were going for the 50th anniversary, because the winner hosts it the year after. So they were like, well, we let Sweden win it this year. ABBA will have to come out of retirement next year, perform for the 50th anniversary. They let Sweden win, and then ABBA were like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, no, we want no part of this. Like, oh, fuck.
Because we spent so much money.
Finland dominated the public vote, is the thing. But it's the committee vote gave it to Sweden.
Finland's song wasn't actually that good, but it was more funny.
You leave Finland's song alone. It's the best summation of Eurovision this year. It's weird. Cha-cha-cha.
What was a good one? No, a good one I would recommend listening. Cyprus. Cyprus was a great one.
This year, yeah.
Yeah,
really
this year.
Good.
I'd listen to Cyprus. Look up Eurovision Cyprus entry. That's a banger.
Germany's Cyprus entry, or Germany's Eurovision song as well, was class, but they came last place.
That was the heavy rock one.
It was, yeah, but it was class.
Australian was pretty good. I liked Australia.
Yeah,
that was
I did like
bop.
Australia. The, what was the other one that was this is
our
no
Eurovision
one.
Review is section our- of the show. But if you could give us a like and review, whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on, and I'll let you know about more or less Sven Larsson. Because
actually, this could be funny, actually. Sorry. Spotify now, I realise at the end of the episodes, they do a survey for people. It's like, what did you think of this episode? People have been submitting things and we have to approve them. I went through it the other day. It's great. Whatever question they ask you today, just put in the name of the country who you thought was the best in Eurovision. I think that would be really funny and confusing for people.
None of these surveys make sense.
What did you think of this episode? Ooh, Algeria.
Spain.
Spain's one of the big four. They always get in anyway.
You must have misspelled pain. That's a bad review.
Or Spain.
So look, he's a brilliant scientist, and he studied under Niels Calder, who is the leader of the Doom Patrol. He was born somewhere in Sweden, and he had a good relationship with Mr. Calder until, Sean, Sven became convinced that Calder stole from him one of his ideas, an anti-decay ray that would have revolutionized the world of medicine and science in general.
As in, it would stop cells from decaying.
Yes.
He's created an anti-death ray.
He has, yes. And he's now decided that he came up with it and Niles stole it.
I mean, were they working as part of a team? Because your argument's out the window.
Niles is his mentor.
Right.
But he came up with it on the sly, and then Calder's getting all the adulation for it.
I mean, it's tough. You need to lay that copyright down straight away, Sven.
So whether he was right or not is still uncertain. Calder has denied all accusations. I'm just doing both sides here.
For balance.
For balance in this debate. But the two parted ways, and Larsson continued his studies on his own. He basically said, fuck you, I'm bigger than you, I'm going to go off on my own. It was during one of his experiments, Sean, to find some other breakthrough discovery, that Sven Larsson fell into a vat of experimental amino acids.
Oh, that's excellent. Wait, amino acids?
Yes.
Like the healthy acids to have in your body kind of a thing.
Yeah, but it's in a pot and he's fallen into it.
It's too many.
They're meant to be on the inside, not on the outside. That's what I know.
It's like your blood and your bones.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. But however, so he falls into the vat. You know how it is when you go, oopsie-daisy, and you go
gotta
into the vat.
Gotta watch where you
acid.
Fall.
Look, sometimes you have an oopsie-daisy, and that's fine.
Connor, I've never had an oopsie-daisy, okay? Everything I do is on purpose.
It's been on point. But Sven falls in, and that allegedly condensed the DNA of all organic and inorganic matter on the planet. It is also later recounted and hinted at that he actually jumped into the vat. He didn't have an oopsie-daisy, but neither of those are confirmed. So it's funnier if he just slips.
Right, in this story at the minute, we're not quite sure if his reason for hating his mentor is true. We're also not sure if his origin story is on purpose or an accident.
We don't know if any of this... We don't know if anything was stolen to make him mad. And we don't know if he got mad enough to jump into the vat. Or it was all... Both of them were just complete coincidences.
But no one cared in the 60s, is what you're saying.
Nobody cared. They were on drugs, Sean.
Oh, so many drugs.
I love just putting it out there. Pure libel.
just destroying these people's reputations.
Just making outlandish comments and just accusations. No evidence. I'm just going to go. Who's going to back? Nobody can remember what happened in the 60s.
No,
it's fine.
Because of all the drugs.
Because of all the drugs. That memory loss. So, Sean, Sven falls in. And he emerged from the substance. His own DNA had been radically mutated, and he was now able to transform any part of his body into animals, plants, or even minerals and rocks.
Oh, that's okay. That's quite a cool power.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, if they were doing cell research, I guess that makes sense.
Showing a discomforting lack of fantasy, Sven Larsson named himself the Animal Vegetable Mineral Man.
Oh, for fuck's sake, it sounds like a soup. Animal Vegetable Mineral Man.
Yeah, animal, and he can turn into those things all at the same time.
Why didn't he call himself the food chain or something?
The food chain. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
the animal chain, vegetable mineral man. And he went after the man he considered responsible for all of his misfortunes, Niles Calder.
Again, we're not sure if that's true or not.
Now, Niles was now the leader of the Doom Patrol under the alias of the Chief. And the AVM man, who I will now call him, found his hated enemy in the United States of America. And he attacked him and his team, proving to be a superior to them under any point of view. Basically, any way you look at, he's better than them. Like,
who's
fighting?
Who's in the Doom Patrol, if you don't mind me asking? Because I'm not too familiar. Who's in the Doom Patrol? I'm not too familiar.
Oh, I don't know who's in the Doom Patrol at this point. But anyone who's seen the Doom Patrol series, just assume it's those ones.
Invisible fella. Man who's a robot man. Maybe Beast Boy.
Brendan Fraser. Yes.
A ghost? Is a ghost in there at some point?
Basically Dem, okay? I'm not actually sure of the exact lineup at this exact moment.
But he just tables them. Like, they're paced.
To be fair, he doesn't give a fuck about the rest of them. He's just there for one man. For revenge.
Okay.
The AVM man, in fact, could access the properties of any plant he could think of and transform into any animal, living or extinct, and take the shape and substance of any mineral, and even transform into all three together at the same time. More than enough to counter the powers of the Doom Patrol and to overpower them. Eventually, though, the irony of destiny struck, and the Chief hit him with the same anti-decay ray he claimed paternity of.
Oh my god.
We could all see it coming.
The anti-decay ray then would take away the animal, vegetable, mineral powers that he has?
It would just stop his cells, like, moving. Like, just freeze him at a certain point.
Right. It's kind of horrifying when you think about it.
The ray managed to freeze Larsson into a single state, stripping him of his powers and allowing Doom Patrol to capture him.
Right. Now, and was he like... when they say freeze him in a state, was he human? Or was he like some kind of fucked up hybrid at the time?
No, he was still like freaky monster dude.
But not like
you
that
just
forever.
Couldn't do anything.
It's like Kevin 11 from Ben 10.
Yes, exactly like Kevin 11 from Ben 10. We're showing our age.
Ben 10 was an elite show, and I stand by that.
I never
statement.
Watched Ben 10.
Oh, man, it was real good. You're a little bit older than me, so
I'm a little bit older.
You.
So you were probably just on the cusp, but I was past it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
okay. In prison, it turned out that the effect, however, of the ray wasn't permanent, and the animal, vegetable, mineral man broke out and attacked the Doom Patrol once again. Things were particularly favourable for him, as the heroes had their powers switched and still had to learn to control them.
That's a classic comic move.
We've had our powers swapped. Oh, we better learn to control them.
I don't know how to use these. You must be really better than I give you credit for. We've all seen Fantastic Four, too.
I'd have to swap with a Hawkeye. Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, lad, I maintain if I had to pick one set of superpowers, I'm picking Hawkeye's superpowers.
Wait, I'm taking Thor all day, every day.
Nah, I think the responsibility, though.
You Superman. Have Hawkeye.
Just lethal accuracy with anything.
Superman would just... I'm just going to be Superman and I'm just going to kill everyone.
No, I'm going to go travelling on a tour where I throw darts through people's faces.
We have different goals.
I'm going to open an ear-piercing business where I use a shotgun from 2.5 miles away.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. That's a fucking perfect business plan.
Thanks.
I like how you get the powers and your first thought is, how do I get a small business loan? And I'm just like Superman.
I'm happy though.
That's also, true.
What, yeah. Am I going to be Spider-Man in Ireland? Where the fuck am I swinging?
You can't swing on fields. Okay, so the chief, however, used the same trick again of the ray and captured him again.
I think step one should be to take out the ray next time.
Good thinking. 4 years later, the chief disappeared from the public scene and Celsius formed another Doom Patrol to find him. She wasn't the only one looking for him, however, as Manny had unresolved business with the scientist. One was a villain named General Immortus. General Immortal is sitting there.
Yeah.
Don't go Immortus.
Immortus. Immortus is a Marvel character as well, which is odd.
Oh.
He's a Kang variant.
Who collected a number of Chief's old rivals to locate him. So basically, he assembled a squad. Some kind of Chief squad?
How many are in the squad, out of curiosity? Just for you to
I think
put
it's
a number
four.
The frightful four. Classic.
The animal, vegetable, mineral man, however, was freed as part of the squad. He has the biggest vendetta of all, Sean. That guy might have stolen something.
Because you hate him as much as us, right? Yeah, probably.
Probably. I fucking hate him. He could have done stuff. He might not have, but I'm not sure.
Who can be sure?
The plan was simply to locate Calder and inform General Immortus of his status and position. So the plan is they find Calder, or the chief, mm-hmm. then they report back to Immortus. We found him. And then Immortus would go and proceed with his vengeance. But the AVM man, Sean, he never had any intention to obey the orders. And he would have found the chief and he would have had the pleasure of killing him, finally obtaining his revenge, Sean.
Oh
he
God.
Did not find the chief.
Oh, Jesus. Or did he? Who can say? No one knows.
It's up in the air. The animal vegetable mineral man returned to plague the Doom Patrol several months later, right after an accident. And this was about 4 years later. Larson was broken out of prison. And what the idea is, right, that mm-hmm. they're going to go up against the chief and they're going to attempt to kill him. But AVM man, he's not happy with this, right? He's broken out of prison, but he's like, I'm not part of a team. I don't want to be part of your dumb fucking team again, right? Because they're like,
I do just fine on my own.
Every time I face them, I've won, other than all those times that I've lost, okay? If you take out those ones, I'm probably going to win.
100% win rate. It's fucking unreal.
Take away the ray. Take away that ray gun. He got nothing, brother.
If I had kryptonite, I'd be fine.
And so I like the idea, by the way, that he failed so badly on his bow team ups, right? And what happens is, how they took him out is that he finds the chief eventually, right? Mm-hmm. And he attacks him, but the chief easily defeats him, and they basically turn him into ice and put him back in jail, right? Immediately.
Okay, just stopped, like, in his tracks.
Just because he goes out by himself, because he's like, I'm with you. They keep recruiting up the teams, and he keeps being like, cool, I'm in your team. And then they don't really go ahead with that because he's like, I'm not actually... actually in your team because I'm actually too good for you. I'm animal, right. Vegetable, mineral man. I don't know if you've heard of me, but I'm a pretty big deal.
Kind of rolls off the tongue, you know?
Yeah, it kind of rolls off the tongue. So he's like, he immediately betrays them, tries to kill the chief for himself all the time, and then he fails, and then he gets put back in jail over and over again because he's full of revenge. He was then not seen for many years after. When the original Doom Patrol reunited and relocated to Tooling Island, Sven was cornered by police in a diner, creating a hostage situation. Originally not wanting to create a dangerous situation, he in fact was actually goaded into making it a hostage situation by the pushy police.
He was just egged on. Like a real criminal would take hostages.
Bonk, 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 you're a fucking chicken. You don't have it in you, brother. You just do not have it in you. I'll show you. In the end, he let the hostages go before transforming and killing the police. After this, a character known as Tyre Jost sent a limousine for him. After meeting with Jost, Sven was welcomed into Jost's corporate team, the Frontmen. One more team to see if he can do it.
Because he's such a team player so far.
His first mission was to assassinate former Doom Patrol member Beast Boy, former foster son of Elastigirl and Mento. Ultimately, after arriving at Titan's Tower in San Francisco, he was told to fall back because he was losing.
You cannot fight this child.
The Doom Patrol also showed up, and they then infiltrated Titan's Tower as well. In the ensuing battle, Sven accidentally cut Elastigirl down the middle, right? So he's fighting Doom Patrol in the Titan's Tower.
Yeah.
And he accidentally kills, well, he thinks he's killed Elastigirl. They then find out she's actually not human. She's like protoplasm instead. Like,
love
she's
that.
Not
love
a
that
human,
yeah.
Right? And like the rest of the front men, Sven basically retreats out of there, making the Doom Patrol look as if they attacked without provocation.
just like, what the fuck is going on?
They're like, holy shit, we just killed Elastigirl. And then they all just run.
That's kind of, I like how this has turned into like, they're just kind of like bumbling criminals at this point.
Yeah. Sven Larsson, Sean, is a brilliant but far too passionate man, willing to sacrifice his entire future and career for pursuing his vengeance against an old mentor.
He's a bit intense, you know.
As the animal, vegetable, mineral man, he's able to transform any part of his body in any form of plant or animal life, living or extinct, right? So he's a powerful, and he is hellbent on his purposes. He's a man who's a force to be reckoned with, I would say.
Right.
He's
just kind of blinded by rage most of the time.
Most of the time, if he used his powers correctly, he could probably defeat everyone. But he's always so hell-bent on killing the chief, and the chief just keeps shooting him with that fucking ray gun, that ultimately just he never wins.
Yeah, he has one enemy who has like the ultimate. He has the Exodia card against him. Like,
yeah. If you would like to look up an image of animal, vegetable, mineral man, you will see an image of him half dinosaur, half ice, half mineral. Right, so he can basically become half plant on his right arm. He can become a dinosaur on his left half of his body, and he can become diamonds on his legs or whatever.
Okay. So in my googling, I found a British TV show from the 50s, Connor, called Animal, Vegetable, Mineral, where a panel of archaeologists, art historians and natural history experts were asked to identify artifacts from museums. Now,
I don't know if that's based off this character. Maybe it is. Maybe that was plagiarism.
Oh, this is the worst looking character I've ever seen. What is this? This is drugs. This has to be drugs.
That's what I was trying to tell you. It's definitely drugs. It can't be anything else.
Is he fighting Deathstroke?
He is. He's fighting loads of lads, so he is.
Lads, this is... You
he
can do
even Deathstroke
in
up.
Even in the 60s, you could do better. Is that his default look as well, with like the T-Rex head and the ice arm and shit?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's not the coolest thing in the world.
What are you talking? He's got a T-Rex head and an ice arm.
Dad, if this was a Marvel character, you would be roasting it so much harder.
I've never once roasted any Marvel characters. I've always supported you in everything you love.
And oh my god. He's in the Doom Patrol TV series.
He is. That's what I was getting to, yes.
Oh no. That's the worst. Yes.
His powers and abilities, powers, unique physiology, transformation, animal, vegetable, mineral man is capable of taking on any animal, vegetable, or mineral form, as well as combinations of any of the three or all three at once. His strength and durability are increased to exponential levels whenever he does so.
What's the way? So he can just be infinitely strong?
Yeah.
That's not correct, surely.
Size alteration. Animal, vegetable, mineral man can switch between his regular human height and giant sizes, usually in conjunction with his transformation. So if he becomes a giant animal...
How does he ever lose?
Some people got rays, man. Ray guns.
One man has the ray guns.
They wouldn't have had the idea for if they hadn't been going around teething.
Probably. Maybe. No one's quite sure.
Well, that's just accusations at the minute, hearsay, but I will stand by him. It's definitely true.
It's 100% fact.
And he fell into that vat. He never wanted to commit crimes.
I'd say he was pushed.
By society, by the experience.
Oh no, by the chief himself.
You went more metaphorical. So... what do you think of animal, vegetable, mineral man,
he's
John,
terrible.
In terms of... Okay, that's no need to come in too strong. Maybe we
terrible origin, all right? Terrible motivation. Why is he still around in comics? Terrible design.
I think he came back in like 2011, I think, for the New 52, and he was in the Doom Patrol TV show.
Terrible name. Terrible name.
What are you talking about?
Animal, vegetable...
terrible name. It says everything you need.
Say it once, fast.
Animal, vegetable, mineral man.
Oh, that's actually pretty impressive.
That's actually pretty good. Because I know him. I know... like, what's Batman? He's a bat. Superman. He's a super kind of dude. You know what I mean? Superman. Like, animal, vegetable, mineral man. It rolls off the tongue.
He could do so much. Why doesn't he turn into a tiger the size of the United States and just eat it?
Because tigers aren't the size of the United... don't be ridiculous, right? He can turn into dinosaurs because they are massive, and he could turn into maybe King Kong, maybe Godzilla, maybe.
What if he turns into a blue whale on top of the police station?
That could work. Yeah, you could do that.
Like, give me a bit, but with the mouth breathing properties of, say, a hippo. And then,
no, sorry, you can't transform the same body part twice. That's not how it works.
Is that not how it works?
No, you gotta go left arm, left side of the body, you gotta go whale. But you gotta still be able to use the right side of the body to turn into some sort of vegetable and mineral.
Can I do top and bottom? Can I do top, middle and bottom of the body?
Yes.
I want the bottom half of a blue whale. The bottom third of a blue whale, excuse me. I want the centre half... of
center half
a T-Rex, and I want the head of a Komodo
your
dragon.
Normal head. A dragon.
A Komodo dragon.
A Komodo dragon. So that's still tiny.
Yeah, but what I do is I crush with the tail. Then I've got the little fearsome arms of a T-Rex, and then I've got a Komodo dragon. Did you know Komodo dragon's bite will put you into necrosis? It'll just start rotting your flesh around it.
What?
Yeah, it's fucked.
Oh, man. I mean, so, like, there really should be a Komodo man.
There probably is a Komodo man. Here,
there's definitely not a Komodo man, because he's just stylish. He's just going around kind of...
oh, he's easy breezy.
He's easy breezy, boys. You gotta wear underwear underneath that.
Oh, heavens no, not Komodo Man Deviant Art. Oh no. Oh, back
oh,
up.
No.
No, I don't want this.
Oh no.
Komodo, he's a Marvel character. I think we know what we're covering next week.
Oh. Does he bite people?
No. He breathes fire by the looks of it.
Although Marvel does technically have two dinosaurs. So I think Animal, Vegetable, Mineral Man is all of your heroes, all your favourite heroes combined together. Like, you like people who can turn into animals, there you go. You like people who have powers that can turn into diamonds, or like frost or fire.
Yeah, that's true.
You got,
that's
right? True. Poison Ivy. If you like poison, you like Animal, Vegetable, Mineral Man.
Does he have a weird shaped head?
We actually, you know what, I can't remember his original form, because most of the time he's a dinosaur.
That's pretty weird. That is pretty weird.
What do you think of Animal, Vegetable, Mineral Man? I think
he's all right.
Maybe the Justice League.
I think he can take on at least half of the Justice League, including Batman.
So what's the half you're choosing?
Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
No, The Flash.
No, not The Flash. Famously not The Flash.
Oh, The Flash would fuck him up. Oh. If it takes place in Hawaii, he ain't got no hope.
Not a chance on that turf.
And he'll beat up civilians. He doesn't care.
No. It's canon to the character now. It's wild.
He'll take hostages.
Jesus. Oh, no, we're going too deep, Connor.
Sean, I think that's it for my report on Animal, Vegetable, Mineral Man.
Will I take us out, Connor?
It's getting tougher to link these to things, but yes, go on.
Fair. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Hero Zero. We'll be back on Wednesday with Weird News, Friday with another Hero Zero, and Patreon stuff at various times throughout the month. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon who does support the show. We really, really, really appreciate it. Head on over to patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast if you want to support us over there. There is also a merch store, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is @heroesforhirepod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Divinance Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast, and the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawley.
I've been Sean Meehan.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.